I'm going to start with the reading of 2 Timothy, the second passage. And it goes 2 Timothy chapter 1, 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience to the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. And for this reason, I remember you to kindly afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has given us a spirit not of timidness, but of power and love and discipline. May we pray. Lord, we thank you for this time that we can get together in your house of worship, Lord. And may we ever be remembering and mindful of the goodness that you give to us each and every day, Lord. Your mercies and your grace are fresh and new, Lord. For this a new day, Lord. So as we look at your word, may we remember to take it outside this building to the rest of the world who is so desperately in need of a Savior to whom they can know and accept. Pray these things in your name. Amen. I wish I could say it gets a little easier. This is my third time of speaking before you, and I think it is a little easier for me. Matter of fact, I know it is when I look out across here and I look at you. Remember, it's something we do every day. Think about it. If I ask you what you had for supper last night or dinner, you automatically remember where you ate, what you done, you know. If I ask you how many children and when their birthdays are, you remember, right? You remember your wedding day, anything special that happened on that day, or maybe something that you really don't want to remember that happened on that day, but it still happened. It's still a remembrance, right? Yeah. How about when you get a card in the mail and you don't expect it? Thinking of you. It came at a special time and you remember it. Years later, that little thing had such a remembrance for you. How about the voice of someone you hear, you know? I can be sitting in the sanctuary and I think of this one voice when he was here. He's no longer with us, he just passed, and that was Art Miller. I didn't have to turn around and look if Art was here. I knew who was here, right? You remember. I know that voice. It's the voice of Art Miller. How about a rainbow? You see it, but I hope you remember what it stands for. A promise. It's a remembrance. Something to remember. And I guess the biggest thing in the day to remember is when you go to bed. Maybe it's just me, but I don't think it is. When you lay your head in the pillow, the lights go out, and you start remembering the day, things that happened. Things you remember are so important in your life each and every day. And it's such a vital part of your life. You know, I can say one thing here. And it's going to all, how about 9/11? Is that not a day of remembering, to remember? That is engraved in your mind, an image? I talked about the end of the day, but what about the beginning of the day? When your eyes first open, is there a remembrance? Something I have put in my mind to do before I lift my head off the pillow. And I'm going to read this out of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 20 to 23. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You want to start a good day? Remember God's goodness before you get out of bed. Remember. And here in Deuteronomy, Moses is about to send the people into the promised land. And he says to them, I'm going to give you instructions here. And they're all about remembering, is what it's about. Remember the parting of the sea, the feeding of manna, what God has provided for you. Remember these things. Moses was a leader. And I'm going to read from 4 through 9, the way I think Moses spoke to the people, so that they would remember. It starts out, Hear, O Israel, but how about this? Hear, O Ono. Okay? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and with you walk by the way, and with you lie down, and when you rise up, and when you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Moses is speaking, it's like he's speaking to one person individually. He says, you, it's your responsibility. And he says, teach it to your children. Are we teaching it to our children? Do we give them something to remember? I didn't see the word church in there anywhere or tabernacle, but I sure did see a lot of yous. In your houses, in your houses. You know, it says when you sit down, when you rise. Look at when you sit down, when you rise up, bind them on your hand, you know. I remember we used to tie a string around your finger, you know, for remembrance, right? I do this thing. I'll tell you what I, for remembrance. If I have something real important I got to remember, I don't want to forget, I'll reach in my pocket and I pull my pocket inside out and I let it hang out. And all I got to do is walk in the house and my wife will look at me and say, okay, what do you have to remember? It works great. Are we that intentional with our remembering? You see the word intentional behind this, right? Do you remember what God has done for you? And are you willing to take that intentionalness and apply it to your children in your house? Because if we don't, I can guarantee you the world's going to give them, excuse me, the world is going to give them something different than the Word of God. We hear it today. Jesus is just a good man. We ain't even sure he was the Savior anymore. We hear all these crazy things out there. And one thing that I heard Jess say one time at the youth, she said that she's seen that someone put out there that this book, this old book, is out of date. Well, let me tell you, I looked at it again this morning, and I didn't find no expiration date on it. It's as fresh today as the day when it was put to the pen was put to these pages. God's word is alive. It's forever. Forever. Remember that. This is forever. No matter what the world says, his love is everlasting and it's forever. I'd like to also go and look at how this ties in with Timothy. Paul. How the importance of the family is to spread the word that your children can remember it. He says to young Timothy, I have seen the faith in your grandmother and your mother. So you people, you who sit there, it's not just the parents, it's the grandparents' responsibility to speak to your grandchildren. And maybe even more so. How many of you had a grandmother who spoke to you, sang to you, that you can remember? And parents, remember to speak to your children about God's goodness and grace. And then at the very end there, this is the other thing that he says to remember. For God has given us a spirit of not of timidness, but of power, love, and discipline. Do you know that spirit that lives in you? If you're a Christian, you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. To remember. There's a song out there that I listen to. I listen to all Christian stations. And it's called Take Me Back. I don't know if any of you know the song.
Sing it.
Sing it. I would like to think I could sing it, but how about if I just read the chorus, the verse, and the chorus to you? There was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running. I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that is in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they seen me at my worst. To the love I had at first, oh, I want to go to church. Do you want to go to church? Do you want to remember? When I read that, when I was studying and thinking about that, I thought of the prodigal son. He found himself in a pig pen, feeding pigs. He was at the bottom. And he started remembering. You know, if I go home, I will have plenty. My father will feed me. And he made a choice. He didn't just think about it. You know, we do that. We remember things, but that's about as far as it goes. And sometimes we have to act on those remembrances and move forward. And that's where I found myself 5 years ago. The Lord called me in a fresh new way, and that was to speak to you about His love and His grace and His goodness. And just like that prodigal son, he had a choice to make. You know, he could have sat there in the pig pen and said, well, I'll remember home. But I don't know if I want to go there. I might be not welcome. And that was with me. I had a choice to make. You know, people say, oh, I don't hear the Lord speak to me. And you know what I say to them? I think you do. You just don't like what He's asking you to do or what He's asking you to give up. He said to me, I'm to speak to people. And I told Him, just like I'm speaking to you, you got the wrong guy. I said, my favorite grade in school was I tried to convince my parents to do it for fantastic. I said, I don't speak. But then I decided, you know what? The Lord called me. And He gave me one word. He said, Ken, there's one word I'm going to give you. And it was through Elta when she prayed over me. And you know what that one word was? Obedient. Are you obedient to what you remember? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You know, the word remembrance is right behind me on the table. It's a reminder to us what Jesus done for us, right? He gave it at the Last Supper with His disciples. He said, do this in remembrance of me so that you don't forget. I died for you. Took away your sins. I hope today can be a day of remembrance for you. I remember that day so very well for me. And Lord, the Lord doesn't just speak to me. He speaks to all of us. I think people think that sometimes. Oh, I wish I were like so-and-so. What, you know? I don't know where He's calling you or what He's asking you to do. I didn't see Him part any Red Seas. I didn't see any manna. But I did see the miracle of God work in my life. And I stand before you with that. And He's the same God that can work in your life. Peter says, you know you were bought with a price. Do you know you were bought with a price if you belong to Jesus Christ? And he says, it's not with silver and it's not with gold, but it's with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have to hear the things that we remember repeated back to us. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. I'm sure you all sang that when you were in Bible school or Sunday school. So I pray today would be a day of remembrance for you. And if you, like the prodigal son, find yourself in a distant land, just like I found myself in a distant land sitting on that pew over there. I wasn't in another country. May you come back to him today. And if you've never accepted him as Lord and Savior, may today be your day of remembrance when you committed your life to him. A day to remember when I gave my all to Jesus. Can we pray? Lord, I thank you for this day, for your graces and mercy that are fresh and new, Lord, but also that you arose from the dead. Lord, we have a risen Savior who lives. Let us remember, and you have gone to prepare a home for us. Lord, you are good, you are merciful, and you are mighty, and you are the God of our salvation. Praise these things in your name. Amen.
We're going to close today with hymn 380. If God is working on your heart and you'd like to come, our altar is always open for prayer, for recommitment, or first-time commitment to the Lord. Come if God is speaking to your heart this morning. Let's stand together. Hymn number 380, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.